Yes, you have been your banner, Katona.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Mwasuze mutia mulinyali ya mukama wafe Yesu.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Obula mburi butia.
And how is your life?
Obula mburonji.
Is life good?
Mukama mburonji.
Is God good?
Ekisera chonna.
All the time.
Mukama mburonji.
God is good.
Amen.
Amen.
Mboliza ku muganda wo.
Greet of your brethren.
Mwagalize ebisingo obulungi.
Wish them the best.
Ebiveri Katonda chitafu.
Which come from God the Father.
Mwana no moyo mutu.
The Son and the Holy Spirit.
Mugambe webale kujja.
Tell them thank you for coming.
Soko tambule mutambula moko.
You move around.
Sisinka nayo kumupia.
Meet of a new person.
Wota tira tura nayo mubuze ko.
Brethren or sister, you don't sit with them.
Mugambe mwana wa Katonda.
Tell them child of God.
Webale kujja.
Thank you for coming.
Webale kujja murukongana lwechike chitukufu.
Thank you for coming for the gathering of the Holy Clan.
Chitafa fayo.
Our Father cares.
Era ali mukurunga atulindira bulijjo.
Heavens are waiting for us already.
Era wa mune chigambo che.
And together with his word.
Kama wafi Yesu.
Our Lord Jesus.
Batu
They said to the Holy Spirit
in
the Acts 2, verse 1 to 5,
the
Spirit will always be in us, the Spirit of the living God, that
it
thinks of us always, it takes care of us, and it treats us, and it fights wars for us, and it connects us, together with the holy angels. Tell them angels are there to serve you. They serve us to inherit salvation. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. Welcome them as if you welcome entire Uganda. Welcome them as you welcome entire
Africa.
Tell them in you, you hold Africa. You hold the light of Africa. Tell them as the light of the world. You are going to lighten the nations. You are going to change many. Bring them to righteousness. You're going to heal many. The traps of the evil Satan. You
are
bound there. You're going to lose nations. Proclaim the
yard
of God's favor.
Okutebwa
kwabasibe
muri nyali ya Mukama wafe Yesu.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Jangu wetulireko.
You can come sit down.
You can
come back in your place. Thank you for welcoming them.
Tell
them do not foresee coming early.
Then we
can share the word when it's early.
Amen. Yes,
praise Jesus much. We thank God for the good time he's added us. We want to be moving on with our service and we glorify God.
He
would don't eat under the sun to appear that he adds us time that we can align ourselves. Praise Jesus much.
We
thank him and give him back glory and honor. We want to move on with the call which is on the nation Uganda on behalf of all the other nations.
Yes, you have been your
praise Jesus for much. In the English we say,
God is promised call upon Uganda.
Okuyitibwa kwa mukama kuyasubiza ku Uganda.
Oba God is worldwide promised call upon Uganda.
Oba okuyitibwa kwa mukama kuyasubiza ensi yonna ku Uganda.
Yes, you have been with you.
Praise Jesus much.
Kwegamba kwekuitibwa kwa Katonda.
Now that is the call of God.
Okuli ku Uganda.
Which is upon Uganda.
Kwazi asubiza amawanga gonna.
God has been promising all the nations.
Yes, you have been with you.
Praise Jesus much.
Yes, obalwaji tukoyesezo olimi olufuti.
The reason we've used the English language.
Natugamba ati God is worldwide promised call upon Uganda.
Say okuitibwa kwa Uganda, okuitibwa kwa mukama eri Uganda. Kuyasubiza ensi yonna.
Yes, you have been your
praise Jesus much.
Kitegeeza nti ensi zonna.
It means all the world.
Zibadde zirindirira okuyitibwa
okwo. Been waiting for that call.
Yes, nga lwaki?
That's the reason why.
Tukuyita nti okuyitibwa kwa Katonda.
We call it God's promised call.
Okuli ku Uganda.
Which is on Uganda.
Kuyasubiza ensi zonna.
That he promised the entire world.
Yes, you have been your
praise Jesus so much.
Era nga tukuteeka mu bracket yeno.
And we put
title ya yokuyitibwa okwo.
We put it in this bracket, the title of that call, as we say the call, the covenant, and the glory of God on the nation of Uganda. In the era of AD, as it was with the nation of Israel, in the eras of BC. Praise Jesus so much. Now we thank God that we're going to begin to get fullness of that heading, the call, the covenant, and the glory of God on the nation of Uganda. In the era of AD, or at the end of AD, as it was the nation of Israel, in the eras of BC, what we attached in the other big heading, which in the English language,
God is worldwide promised call upon Uganda.
And call it God's final work on the planet Earth,
facing
in this our nation Uganda.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
And
in this call, as you see that Israel was called to prepare all the nations for the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, to redeem us from sins and from the destructions. Yet it Uganda, it was called to prepare all the nations for the second coming back of Jesus. And we resume preach the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
In
these parts, we are going to majorly explain the call and explain the covenant and the glory of God on the nation of Uganda. But before we begin, we want to put there a prayer on behalf of Uganda
and
on behalf of all people on the world.
And
I'm going to request you to rise up on your feet again, and this time you don't stand by yourself alone, but on behalf of Uganda and on behalf of the entire world. Make a holy prayer and raise up all the people and welcome God on behalf of all people in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father Almighty, we glorify you, give you glory and honor. Thank you for the good time you've given us, and we know,
O
good Father, you're not slow to bring the end as other things, for you spoke that in 2 Peter chapter 3 verses 8 and 10. Not throw to bring the end as the other thing, but you've been bearing wishing that we repent, that none of us gets destroyed. Oh good Father, thank you for the good time you add us before you, as the nation of Uganda, as the entire world. Almighty God, as we know,
O
Lord Jesus, you are at the right hand of the Father.
We are going to renew us.
tusisabira mmwe mweka naye ne bannammwe bonna abalikkiriza ayi mukama naffe esaala eno gye tusaba leero si yaffefekka mukama naye ne baganda baffe mu uganda wonna wamu ne mu nsi yonna abakuyaayaanira nga bakunoonya ayi omuyisa ebintu byonna tugenda mu maaso n'okubanjula gy'oli ayi mukama omuyisa ebintu byonna nga tusaba otukkirize wamu nabo ayi mukama otuddiremu ayi mukama okomewo mu kkanisa yo ayi mukama n'amaanyi amangi okulokola ayi katonda ffe omulungi tukwebaza kitaffe kubanga watukkiriza okusaba ng'osinzira mu bafiripu essuula ey'okuna n'olunya olw'omukaaga bwe wagamba tukutegeeze bye twetaaga okuyita mu kusaba okuyita mu kwenenya okuyita mu kwebaza tuyimusa amaloboozi gaffe lw'abooluganda okwetola ensi yonna ekkanisa yo mukama nga tujja okutegeeza era okusaba gy'oli nga tweyanjula nga mu matayo essuula ey'omusanvu olunya olw'omusanvu watugamba mukama tweyanjule ojja kuba otuggulira tusabe ojja kuba otuwa ayi mukama tweyanjula ng'obuweereza obw'omulembe omupya ogulina okumanya katonda okujjudde n'ekitiibwa kyo era mukama ne tuwanjula ekkanisa yo mu uganda ne tuwanjula amawanga gonna mu nsi yonna abakuyaayaanira ng'eggwanga eryayitibwa tubanjula mu mikono gyo tubanjula mu maaso go mukama otukkirize mu nnaku zino ez'oluvannyuma mu linnya erya yesu omwana wa katonda omulamu tukusaba otukkirize ayi kitaffe omulungi kubanga oyogedde weyanjula ojja kuba otugulira tusabe ojja kuba otuwa mukama gwe kitaffe tetulina kitaffe mulala ku nsi kubanga mu matayo essula ya 23 olunya olw'omwenda ayogera ng'agamba temubanga ne kitammwe omulala yenna ku nsi kubanga kitammwe ali omwali mu ggulu tuyimusa eggwanga lyaffe mu mikono gy'omukama tuyimusa bannayuganda tuyimusa ekkanisa y'omukama tuyimusa afirika tuyimusa ensi yonna abaana batukkirize mukama tusaba otukkirize mulembe guno mu nnaku zino ez'oluvannyuma ayi katonda ffe omulungi tweyanjula gy'oli nga tukkiriza nti gwe kitaffe bayibuli egamba mu ezeekyeri esula ekumi n'omunaana olunya olw'okuna nti emmeeme zonna zizo oyogera ng'otegeeza nti emmeeme zonna zizo mukama era naffe mukama tukkiriza yegwe kitaffe twewaayo nga uganda twewaayo mu mikono gyo mukama nga bwe twasooka okutegeeza mu luyimba lw'eggwanga ne tukwasa eggwanga lyaffe mu mikono gyo wamu ne fyuca yaffe twongera okugiteeka mu mikono gyo mukama era tusaba mukama otukkirize kubanga bayibuli egamba era omwoyo omutukuvu yajulira bebulaniya 12 olunya olw'omwenda ng'agamba nti yegwe kitaawo emyoyo gyonna era mukama naffe kitaffe atula nga mu matayo mukaaga olunya olw'omwenda nti kitaffe ali mu ggulu tweyanjula n'amaanyi mangi tweyanjula n'emitima gyaffe buli omu kuffe mukama akutta essaala kulw'abaganda baffe mu uganda ne mu nsi yonna nga tusaba otukkirize mu nnaku zino ez'oluvannyuma otwanjule mu maaso ga kitaffe ayi yesu otwanjule mu maaso ga kitaffe ayi omwoyo w'amazima tuli zadde lya mukama tuli zadde lya kitaffe ali mu ggulu tumusabanga mu zabbuli ey'51 totugoba w'oli so totuggyako omwoyo omu otuddize essanyuma ly'obulokozi otunyweze n'omwoyo w'eddembe tusaba kitaffe otukkirize mukama bayibuli eyogera mu Yeremiya essuula ey'okusatu olunya olw'19 nti mwe muddanga muddenga gyendi era mumpite nga taata so temuddanga mabega ayi kitaffe ow'omu ggulu tweyanjula ng'omulembe omupya okugenda okukulemberamu okuyitibwa kw'eggwanga kulw'amawanga gonna kulw'abaana b'omukama kulw'ekkanisa yo mu nsi yonna ayi mukama essaala eno tugikola nga tukusaba etambule amawanga gonna etuuke mu bantu bonna esumulwe abantu bonna ayi omuyisa ebintu byonna kubanga bayibuli egamba mu Yakobo essuula ey'okutaano onyula 13:17 n'ogamba nti essaala ey'omutuukirivu ekola bingi essaala ey'okukkiriza ekola bingi mukama buli omu kuffe asaba naye nga teyeesabidde yekka wabula ng'asabira ne baganda be mu uganda muno ekkanisa yo mu uganda okuyimusibwa n'okuddizibwa obuggya wamu n'ekkanisa mu nsi yonna era mukama tusaba otukkirize era akabonero akakasa ng'otukkiriza keeka omwoyo wo omutukuvu bayibuli egamba mu ngeri essuula esooka olunya olw'23 nti mwenenye munaweebwa ekirabo ye mwoyo omutukuvu mukama twenenya twenengeza ddala obutali butuukirivu bwonna bwetutasobodde kutuukiriza okuyitibwa okuli ku ggwanga lyaffe bwetutasobodde mukama kutwala musana mu mawanga gali era ne twenenya olw'amawanga okwonooneka mukama otusaasire otukkirize otuwe ekirabo ye mwoyo omutukuvu kubanga bayibuli egambye bikaba batuma essuula ey'okubiri olunya olw'38 paka olw'40 nti mwenenye munaweebwa ekirabo ye mwoyo omutukuvu kubanga ekirabo ekyo promised unto you,
and
your children,
and your children.
Ask the Spirit of
God,
ask the Holy Spirit,
come back in the church,
to open our eyes, to open our minds, to align our ways,
as Uganda,
Kubanga watu gamba mukama. Gosina mikuwa tume sule soka. Onyoro munana. Tunayo moyo mutukufu barija. Aliba wa amani. Tukwanizo moyo mutukufu. Jango tuwanirire. Natutu waro kuitiba kwe kubanga mumasu. Natute kateka mawanga gona. Uro kuda kwa mukama wa Yesu. Natute moku buli nendi uba kama kwa wakatona. Novu tukirifu. Erade kamanya amanji kana visibu ayo mukama. Tukwanizo moyo mutukufu. Tukwanizo moyo wa mazima. Kukwanga liya Uganda tukwanirisa. Mumawanga gona tukwanirisa. Kure mbele mwa moyo wa mazima kuanga mkama wa Yesu atugamba nti mulinde moyo mtukufu yewe alija aliyokaba kule mbele mwa nera tukwandizo moyo wa mazima tukwandizo moyo mtukufu tukwandizo moyo wa mazima jango tukule mbele mwa kuitwa kwa Bwana jango tukule mbele mwa ayi mkama jango tuyambe jango tuwanire mu manya manji tukwandisa mu buchufu Biblia yegamba ndipo batume sure iyo kubiri onyoro kusanura okona ndibonane bajjake
Bible yegamba. Bible says. Nenda baba malaika abadumisi
abakutama
konere mushamba tusaba tudumire ayi mukama tusaba tudumire ngegwange yaiti tusaba tudumire abana bo mushiyo era baba malaika abakute byo kulwanisa kubikurirwe sura ya 15 leka baitamu ne byo kulwanisa byanja okulwanisa miyo ekyo okwenga ngamanyi ke chizikisa akabadeka jaga ku okuitwa kwe gwanga akabadeka jaga tusura leka kire baba malaika abetalo baitemu baba malaika abashakuzi abali mushakali yesure soka onyera 18 Norwabiri moro ekamitemo kusakule malaika maiko malaika madone malaika omuliro mitemo okocha kulimani ga chizikiza era tusamale kakabudie oitemo no kuolesa ogwanga liona mosiona oteke kabana bakatona ogongo lembo omupya bino kumanya katondo okujude omulembo oguweredwa okutukiriza okuyitibwa kwa katonda kwanza asubize nsiona olinyalia mukama waffe yesu omwana wa katonda omulamu tukwebaza mukama okukiriza okusaba kwaffe nga tugenda mumaaso n'okutukiriza okuyitibwa n'endagaano n'ekitiibwa kyo ebiri ku
On the administration of Uganda. You can sit down. You feel the peace of the Lord Jesus.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much. We thank God. For the good time he's given us, we
glorify
him and give him glory and honor. And we want to thank him that he's taken us to the fifth part. Or the fifth phase. Yet in the call, it's the part one. Here is where we were meant to begin from, where we are starting today. Those who have been hearing the call of the nation. And as we begin to introduce in the world, we begin from this part. Praise Jesus so much.
Yes, you have
Praise Jesus so much, brethren. We thank God for the good time He's given us for His presence.
Yes, you have
Praise Jesus much. And we thank Him, the living God, for accepting us before Him, accept us in His presence. As
it
says Psalms 51, that just be not from the presence, take not away your Holy Spirit.
In
Psalms 52, verses
12.
Restore joy of salvation and sustain me with the spirit of liberty. Indeed,
he's
heard our prayer and
is
ready to answer us. As we move on, he's going to answer us.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We are still moving on with the call of God that has been promised in the entire world, which is on the nation of Uganda. In the English language,
God is worldwide promised to
call upon Uganda. And it is known as the work of God, the final work on the planet Earth,
and
basing the nation of Uganda. In all together, the major title, it's the call, the covenant, and the glory of God on the nation of Uganda. And the end of AD, as it was a nation of Israel in the eras of BC. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. God called me that name. And he based in the Isaiah 6 verse 8. And he said, who will go for us? But when he named me that name, Apostle
Ronald Hope Witness,
Ronald Hope Witness,
yagamba,
he said, in that witness, we have hope to redeem the many.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Yeah, hope witness.
That is the hope witness. For he said, Apostle Ronald, that Apostle Ronald, that witness, indeed we have hope to redeem many. That is where cometh those two names.
Hope witness.
Ronald, the hope witness. That in that witness, We have hope to redeem the many, to take them back to their home country in heaven. Praise Jesus so much. That is why I have told you that
I'm
name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Pastor Bosa
has
been put there to fulfill 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 28 and 33. And he says that our God is of order, is not of confusion. And he says, if there's someone who speaks, let there be an interpreter.
And
let them be two or three. It's to say we have the third, our Bible reader, Teacher James.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much.
As we never was to Mamurunj.
Let me hope when you read well.
First Corinthians
14:28. And the third he
says,
let them be two or three preachers. One gives the message as God has given it, and this time it's Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, and the interpreter, Pastor Bosa. And the one who reads the book for us,
yes,
Teacher James. And we remember in Nehemiah chapter
8,
there are those who brought out the scroll to read it.
Now
that's the order we follow. We love you much all. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God, thank you for committing to see God.
But
when the Bible tells us, in the Proverbs 8, verses 17,
it
says, I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligent will see me. And you've done a great thing, all you as Uganda, all you as the entire world, to loving God and to seeking Him. That's why we've loved you much.
When
He tells us in Jeremiah, chapter 29, verses 10 to 12,
He
says, when you'll seek me, you will see me. When you'll search me with all your hearts.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Thank you for committing to seek God. I prove you all came with Bibles. Tells us in Isaiah 34:16, look in the book of the Lord and read, for none of them will miss its mate. For the mouth of the Lord commanded it, and Holy Spirit gathered. That's why we loved you much. Committing yourself to seeking God. Praise Jesus so much. We face in this ministry the new generation with the full knowledge of God and His glory.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We've told you we are basing in this ministry the new generation with the full knowledge of God and His glory. It's the generation to reach unto you the call of the nation of Uganda. Praise Jesus so much. The new generation, God promised it in the Psalms. In the Psalm 78, verses 1 and 8,
where
he said there will be a new generation, those are the children who will be born. Children will worship me with knowledge. They will not be like generations of their forefathers. Those children are the new creations. Those become a new creation in the Christ Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Promised the generation which will hold knowledge. Promised in Daniel 12, verses 4. That in the latter days, knowledge will increase. But these are the days we're moving by. And in the Isaiah 11, verses 9,
said
the world will be filled with the knowledge of God as the waters spread on the sea. Praise Jesus so much. The world will be filled with the knowledge of God as the waters spread on the sea. I am still introducing what concerns us. Then we proceed with the call. Praise Jesus so much. In the Habakkuk 2:14, Said the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God as the water spread on the sea. Now it's the ministry, the new generation, with the full knowledge of God together with His glory. To reach unto you the call, the glory, the call, the covenant, and the glory of God on the nation of Uganda in the era of Eddie, as it was on the nation of Israel in the eras of BC. Praise Jesus much. And we thank Him to give us spearheading His final work on the planet Earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We want to begin right from there to be able to move on to explain to you the different things.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Which are in this call of our nation.
In
the time we speak the call of our nation, we don't speak of the ground here. Speak of Uganda, you yourself.
And
when Bible says the call of the nation Uganda, they don't mean the ground in Uganda. They speak of we the people on this land.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So
now this call, I want to first give you the major keywords in this call.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Uganda,
this is the first thing we got to explain.
Uganda,
we were called to prepare all nations for the coming back of Jesus. As Israel, we was called to prepare all nations for the birth of the Lord Jesus. I'm going to first explain that word.
You
first understand of it. Briefly,
yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Uganda,
you were called to prepare all the nations for the coming back of Jesus. As Israel was called to prepare all nations for the birth of the Lord Jesus, to redeem us.
Yes,
praise Jesus. To redeem us from our sins. According to Matthew 24:36. Let's read and we hear. Indeed, in this world, there was needed someone to prepare the others for the coming back of Jesus. And I'm going to reveal this, how God revealed it in the journey of heaven. And that call is on us, of preparing the people in the entire world. In the Matthew 24:36, speaks like this.
Matayi 24:36. Ezasoka amataba ngabalya ngabanywa ngabawasa ngabawaiza okutuuka kulunaku Noa lweyayingira mu lyato 39 ne batamanya okutuusa amataba lwegajja ne gabatwala bonna bwe kutyo bwe kuliba okujja kw'omwana w'omuntu.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Mu Matayi esule ne yabiri mwenya,
in the Matthew 24 verse 36 to down, he's begun explaining to us in the days when Jesus was on the world, he was in the glory of being the Son, and in those days never knew of the day of the end, neither of his coming back, even though angels never knew of that. What I know, when God Jesus went back to the glory of being God, he knows of the day. And in eras when he was the Son, he never knew of it. That's why you explain of the signs prevailing. He said, in those days,
As you see
the era of Noah, how it was. People were buying and selling. And they were marrying and getting married. Just as you see this generation how it is. And they never realized
to
reach the day of the flood it overtook them. He said, then how, that is how it will be. On the day of the Son of Man. He will come upon them on the day they don't know of. Praise Jesus, man. But see, it is like this. In the next verses he says, because we don't know that time,
it
ought us prepare ourselves. But the problem which is, all seasons we spent under the sun, didn't have anyone prepare us. Now with the journey of heaven, which I'm to speak of below, God spoke of the nation he has called for a long time, the nation of Uganda.
It's
you to prepare all in the entire world for the coming back of Jesus. In the next verses in Matthew, he says, Matthew 24, verse 39.
Nebatamanya, okutusa amataba lwe gajja, ne gabatwala bonna, bwe kutyo, bwe kuliba okujjako omwana w'omuntu. Olunyiriri olulwana. Mu biro ebyo, abasajja babiri baliba mu kyalo. Omu alitwalibwa n'omulala alirekebwa. Anamulumu, abakazi babiri bali banga bassa ku lubengo. Omu alitwalibwa n'omulala alirekebwa. Olwana mu ebbiri. Kale mutunule, kubanga temumanyi lunaku bwe luli mukama wammwe lwalijjirako. Anamusatu, naye kino mukitegeere nti alina enju ye singa yamanya ekisisimuka bwe kiri omubbi ky'anajjiramu yanditunudde teyandirese nnyumba ye kusimibwa. Olunyolwa namwennya, mukale namwe mweteeketeeke. Kubanga mu kiseera kyemutalowoolezaamu omwana w'omuntu kyalijjiramu.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Nti mukale
that will be ready.
Oba mugume.
Oba
mweteekeke.
Ready.
Mweteeketeeke.
Prepare yourself.
Kubanga temumanyi.
For you don't know.
Mwana w'omuntu olunaku lwagenda
okujja. The day the Son of Man will come back.
Ekituufu kiwe kiri.
The truth is.
Tetwalina okwetegeka.
We were meant to prepare ourselves. For the coming back of Jesus. But no one led us to prepare ourselves. Now with the journey of heaven, as we go to see the call, the call of God that's promised all nations, which is on the nation of Uganda. Our work to prepare all the nations for the coming back of Jesus Christ. He said, prepare yourself. But the problem, no one has been leading us in these
nations.
But we was able to realize this in the journey of heaven, that we were called to prepare all the nations for the coming back of Jesus. As Israel was called to prepare them for the birth of the Lord Jesus. As I'm going to explain of the call and the covenant and the glory of God, which of the nation Uganda in the era of
AD,
as it was on Israel in the era of BC, I first tell you that that call, it's destiny. In preparing all nations for the coming back of Jesus. For he speaks and he says that prepare yourselves.
But
who can lead us in that?
In
all the world, they are children of God there. But the one to prepare us is not there. Let's repeat verse 44.
Matayo esule ya biri mwenya noru njiriri oruwa na mwenya.
Matthew 24 verse 44.
Mukare namwe mwete kiteke. Kubanga mchisera chemuta rovore za amu. Umwana umu tuchari jiramu.
Yes, you have
a praise Jesus.
Mukare.
You get ready. Get this strengthened.
Mutandiko kwete geka.
Begin prepare yourselves.
Kubanga temumanyo umwana umu tuchisera
chiyagendo. You don't know the time the Son of Man will come back. Now in the entire world, we
have
not had anyone prepare us in preparation
of ourselves.
But what surprises most, Uganda has been called for a long time.
And
God promises them the world that Uganda is going to prepare you. There will become from there the final work. To spread the entire world and comes from that nation.
So
thus we were given. to prepare our brethren.
Yes,
we count to be a faithful servant. Let's read the next verse.
Matayo 24:45.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
That,
now, where is that servant
who
is faithful,
whom
is master and trusted,
his
entire flock of the church in the entire
world
to give it food in the right time?
Uganda,
Uganda, you may be a faithful servant. You
were
called a nation blessed.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Obeere
omwesigwa. Then you'll be faithful.
Obeere mkuteekateeka baganda bo.
Be preparing your brethren.
Obawe mmere y'ekigambo.
To give them food of the word.
Entufu ey'ebirebo.
The rightful in the right season.
Omanye ebiro bye tulimu bya luvannyuma.
Seasons we are in the latter times.
Obawe mmere y'ekigambo eyeetaagisa.
There is the rightful food of the word needed.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kale olw'okubulwa eyali alina okutegeka mbiro nga bwe
bizibwe. For lacking the one meant to prepare us before.
Ate nga naffe abaagambibwa emyaka mingi.
Who were many years. In the prophecies,
history,
in the history,
in
prophecies released now,
Uganda.
It all says you Uganda. I was able to understand this in the journey of heaven, that we were called to be faithful servants, to prepare all the other nations for the coming back of Jesus Christ at the end of AD. As you see,
Israel
prepared all the nations in the era of BC for the birth of the Lord Jesus. Israel, when they were called, they were meant to do that in the era of BC. And in Romans 9, verses 1 to 5, show us the work of Israel, how it was.
Yet
we too, we have to begin on our work in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let us hear. Romans chapter 9 from verse 1.
Njogera amazima mu Kristo, sirimba. Omoyo gwange, ngaguntegereza mu moyo omutukuvu. Olinyo lw'okubiri. Nga nina ennaku nnyingi n'okulumwa okutamala mu mutima gwange. Olinyo lw'okusatu. Kubanga nandyagadde nze mwene okukolimirwa Kristo olw'abaganda bange ab'ekika kyange mu mubiri. Olinyo lw'okuna. Be Bayisirayiri abaweebwa okufuuka abaana n'ekitiibwa n'endagaano n'okuteekerwa amateeka n'okuweerezanga Katonda n'ebyasuubizibwa. Olw'okutaano. Abalina bajjajjaabo era omwava Kristo mu mubiri afuga byonna, Katonda atenderezebwa emirembe gyonna. Amina.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Omoyo mutukuvu mukama kwa mutume Paulo.
The Holy Spirit in the mouth of the Apostle Paul.
Awandika mchitabu kino ekyabalumi esuli
mwenda. The book of Romans chapter 9.
Kugamba yanakuwala nnyo.
He got so sorrowful.
Kagamba nti nze nandi yagadde okolimirwa.
And he said, I would have wished to be cast. To be cast by Jesus on behalf of my brethren, the Israelites. Those are the Israelites.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Those who were given, those which were promised, to serving the Lord, becoming children, and out of them cometh the Christ.
In the
ancestry, he cometh the Christ.
They
were given preparations to prepare us in the entire world. Even though that was, they were not able to execute it well. For they were given prophecies,
as
all prophets, to see them in the
scriptures,
and they prepare them. And they would hide them to themselves. Praise Jesus much.
So,
they were given all the promises. The son will be born. He will be a savior. He will redeem the people. And they would keep the promise to themselves.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But it is their work. Oh, it was their work to prepare the entire world for the birth of the Lord Jesus, to redeem us from our sins. And our Lord Jesus would have reached the world and people know him in the world. But what surprises most, the Holy Spirit spoke in Isaiah. And he said, when we reached to see him, we didn't see anything worth in him.
Well,
we did not explain what concerns him. We just saw him come.
So tetugenda kuba bwetyo nga Uganda.
We are not like to be like that as Uganda.
Okusinziira mu biri mu Isaiah 5 mu 7.
According to what's in Isaiah 53. These are what happened.
Israel obutasobola kutuukiriza mulimu gwayo.
When Israel did fulfill their work.
Tusomere oluva ku lunyiriri olusooka.
Isaiah esole ya 5 mu 7 n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Isaiah 53 from verses 1.
Ani akkiriza ebigambo byaffe era ani abikuliddwa omukono gwa Mukama. Olinyo olwokubiri kubanga yakulira mu maaso ge ng'ekisimbe ekigonvu era ng'ekikolo ekiva mu ttaka ekkalu. Talina mbala newankubadde obulungi era bwe tumulaba nga tewali na kalungi akatumwegombesa. Olinyo olwokusatu yanyomebwa n'agaanibwa abantu. Omuntu ow'ennaku era eyamanyira obuyinike.
Omwoyo omutukuvu yakinnyonnyola mu Isaiah 5.
All the Spirit explained it in Isaiah 53.
Tebiro Yesu byagenda okujjira.
That the seasons Jesus will be coming.
Mugenda kuba temumumanyi.
You will not be knowing him.
Era nga bwe tumulaba taliiko wadde
agenda okubesa. When we see him, we shall see him with nothing attractive on him.
Era nga ate jjukira Isaiah weewe ebisuubizo byonna.
Remember Israel was given all those promises. The prophecies.
Nga balina okubutuwa mu nsi yonna.
They were meant to give them to us the entire world. But that work didn't get perfected, brethren. What I want to tell you, we too, as we've been called, to prepare all the other nations for the coming back of Jesus. As we've heard in Matthew 24, 38,
Six to 38.
And we call to be faithful servants. We prepare other brethren in the world.
Yes,
we
have
praise Jesus.
We
don't come appear like the Israelites. Those who made a mistake in their call.
And
Jesus got birthed on the earth and we didn't know
and
him.
He
explained us his coming, yet they had the promises. Now we're not going to do like that this time. On this time,
we are going
to do a work and we hold an example. That which happened on Israel. What happened on them be an example to us that we don't rebel. Praise Jesus. When you read Matthew 23,
it
shows that in Israel, Jesus was God to be birthed there. And they were not aware of that. And he got angered of them. Because of that word of not knowing him and not laying their hearts, all those which were promised, when God sent them the prophets and the wise men, and they did lay their hearts to
them.
Now, in the warning to us,
let
not appear in that way. But when we arise with all of our strength, fulfill the call on the nation Uganda. As we're going to move on, get explained of it. After introducing all these, let's read Matthew 23, verse 37.
Yerusalemi, Yerusalemi, ataba nabbi, akasukirira amayinja abantu abatumibwa gyali. Emirundi emeka ginayagalira ddala okukunganya abaana bo, ng'enkoko bwekunganya obwana bwayo munda ebiwawaatiro byayo, ne mutayagala. 38, laba, ennyumba yammwe ebalekeddwa kifulukwa. 39, kubanga mbagamba nti temulindabako n'akatono okusooka leero, okutuusa lwe mulyogera nti, aweewe omukisa ajja mu linnya lya Mukama.
Praise Jesus so much.
Ono nno Mukama waffe Yesu.
He is the Lord Jesus.
Gwe baalina okutubuulirako nti gwakuzaalibwa ku nsi.
Whom they were meant to preach him to us that is to be birthed on the world.
Era nga gwali mulimu gwa ggwanga lya Isirayiri.
And it was the work of the nation of Israel.
Okutubuulira mu nsi yonna.
To tell this to us in the entire world. For the birth of Christ.
Atuuka ng'azaalibwa.
He reached, he got birthed.
Nga bwatugambye wano.
As is told by us here.
Mataayi 23.
In the Matthew 23.
Lugero abe mu musanvu. Verses 37. Maka 39.
And 39.
N'anenya nnyo Yerusalemu.
He rebuked Jerusalem so much. Who failed in Israel. And he said that
Jerusalem, Jerusalem,
Jerusalem, Jerusalem,
Atabanabi,
you will kill prophets, you stone both sent to you, and the wise men. He saved your house,
he
left to you as desolate. You will never see me until you will speak. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. The truth is this. Ever since Jesus left the world, Israel was left desolate. The reason it's made many wars in the world. God who was with them as if he's no more with them. It happened because they didn't prepare well to prepare all the nations for the birth of the Lord Jesus, to redeem the many in them. They did not do that work well. Now, as we immediately
warn,
as the nation called, to prepare all the nations for the coming back of Jesus, to come back for his
sins.
We want not to appear like them.
For
after the Lord Jesus left the world,
he
began to shift his bases from Israel. He shifted, took it to Rome through the Apostle Paul in the 14 AD. Praise Jesus so much. In the 1517, he shifted the base, took it to England. Today where they come with the Protestants. After them two got messed up, in the
1800s,
he shifted the best, took it to America. But after America did not move on with his work, from the 19, he began to proclaim prophecies as he comes to Africa. And he centered, focused on Uganda, the Pearl of Africa, which was prepared to spearhead the work, the final work of God on planet Earth. But in all though Israel did fulfill those things, in this word there is a little warning, yet it's major. Praise Jesus. Even though we seem to bless Israel, but not in its work of preparing for the birth of Christ Jesus on earth, in our work to prepare all the nations for the coming back of Jesus Christ, and them to themselves, they must be among those we are going to prepare. There are some of those women who call immediately. According to what is said in Romans 11, verses 25 and to 26, Israel is to come back in these days. It's one of the people you're going to prepare. Let's read and we hear. Romans 11 from verse 25.
Kubanga sagala mwe aboluganda. Obutamanya kyama kino. Mulemenga okubeera ab'amagezi mu maaso gammwe mwekka. Ng'obukakanyavu bwe babeera ku Bayisirayiri mu kitundu. Okutuusa okutuukirira kw'abamawanga lwe kulituuka. 26. Era bwe kityo Abayisirayiri bonna balirokoka.
Yes, praise Jesus so much.
He said,
the rebellion we've seen it speaks of in the Matthew 24, 37 to 39, that rebellion, it happened on Israel till with the Gentiles will be fulfilled. What is our fulfillment? God had calculated that when he shifts from Israel, he enters Rome to take salvation there. When it fell, it became Catholics. In 1517, he moved to England. He began salvation, which is called today, which is Protestantism. When it fell, moved on to America in the 1800s, which we call salvation. When it got getting problems, in 1906,
he
began to release prophecies.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
It is coming to Africa.
Yet
focusing to Uganda, Pearl of Africa. It's what he's
saying.
That rebellion happened on Israel all that long. Till God rotated all over through all the Gentiles. And when he ends up in Africa, Israel has to be called, come back to God. And in our call, the major thing in it, the old major destiny in it, preparing all nations for the coming back of Jesus. Yet Israel is among them, those meant to be prepared. have not yet explained the call
covenant.
But I wanted you to first know the key word involved in it. How are we to prepare them?
It's
the part we've moved on. How are we to prepare them? And we resume to preach and to teach the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. We are going to prepare them. How? As we resume to preach the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. I wanted you to know this before you get explained. These three words: the call, the covenant, and the glory of God in the nation of Uganda. And you know what we are to study is focusing on what?
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So
so how have we prepared them as we resume to preach and to teach the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven? Praise Jesus. Remember, when Israel prepared all nations for the birth of the Lord Jesus, they were meant to preach the kingdom of God in the kingdom of heaven. According to Matthew 11 and the verse 12, he said this. Matthew 11, verse 12.
Okuva ku biro bya Yokana omubatiza okutuusa leero, obwakabaka obw'omuggulu buwaguzibwa, n'abawaguza babunyaga lw'amaanyi.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yes, we are
Lord Jesus, when he reached the world,
he saw
how Israel was meant to prepare us in the entire world.
As
the gospel of the kingdom and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. Ever since John the Baptist was birthed on the earth, that the kingdom of heaven, it was being fought. And those who entered it, entered it with violence. In eras of John the Baptist, there are eras when people first entered heaven and they are very few. And they appeared as eras of today. Those who entered the kingdom of heaven, and the way you were to make it in there, it was to violently access it. But the gospel was not moving. It was not preached.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But our Lord is coming back. He said there will be false prophets.
And
love of many would have drawn calls. But he said, this gospel of the kingdom of God, it will resume to be preached unto all the nations, and the end will come.
So
now in this part of Uganda and the call on it on behalf of other nations, in the way of preparing the nations, have to resume preach the gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. After that gospel being faced out in the world because of false apostles, false pastors, the false prophets coming to be many. According to what he told us in the Matthew 24, verses 9 and to 14. Matthew 24 from verse 9.
Olwekumi, mu biro ebyo bangi abali esittala baliwanganayo balikyawagana. Kumi na lumu, ne bannabbi bangi ab'obulimba balijja balikyamya bangi. Olunyo lw'ekumi n'ebbiri, era kubanga obujeemu buli yinga obungi, okwagala kw'abasinga obungi kuliwola. Olinyo lw'ekumi n'essatu, naye agumiikiriza okutuuka ku nkomerero yalirokolebwa. Olinyo lw'ekumi n'ennya, n'enjiri eno ey'obwakabaka eribuulirwa mu nsi zonna okuba omujulirwa mu mawanga gonna. Awo enkomerero
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
He
said in those days, the love of men will draw cold, and they will give each other out to being slain. They will hate each other. The church and the church, they are hating each other. Born again, they abuse each other. And the love of many concerning the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, it will have drawn calls. People in the gospel of
faith,
there is power. Take it right now. There is a ring which heals. There is a tree which heals. And people are in those things. And
the
false prophets will be many. Then they will pervert many. That's why you move to the ring, perverting the trees, and the candles, and the handkerchiefs, and the things like those. But he says, as all that has happened, even the gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, and after it has been silenced, it will resume again to be preached in all nations, to be a witness. And that is where cometh Ronald Hope witness. After he's taken him in the journey of heaven, he sent me come witness of this gospel.
Yes,
praise Jesus. To witness the gospel
unto
all the nations. They are going to hear and resume to hear it. The gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. To be a witness to all the nations. And then the end will come. For the gospel had been drawn cold. Me too, I didn't know of it. And where would I have they had known it? He was right to take me in the journey of heaven. Then he would tell me the call of the nations. Me too, I'll realize it in truth by authority of his Holy Spirit. Let's repeat verse 14 we hear. Matthew 24:14.
Okuba omujulirwa mu mawanga gonna awe enkomerero.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And this gospel of the kingdom,
it will
resume to be preached, to be a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. You want to see it coming? We resume preach the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. That's the journey of heaven you see here.
Yes,
praise Jesus. For it's the work and is revealed all that. And reveals in this nation. It knows it's us he called to do that work. To lead our brethren in the entire world. Remember, this is the gospel which was left to us, but it had just gotten silenced. Jesus, when he left to the world, he told us this. In Matthew 10:7-8. Matthew 10:7.
Bwemubanga mutambula, mubuulirenga nga mugamba nti obwakabaka obw'omuggulu bunaatera okutuuka. Olunyo olw'omunaana. Muwonyenga abalwadde, muzuukizenga abafu, mulongoosenga abagenge, mugobenga dayimooni, mwaweebwa buwa.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When the command began, in the beginning of
Eddie,
he said, as you go, preach the gospel of the kingdom of heaven. It's drawn near. Gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. Then begin to heal, to raise the dead, to cast the demons. And he said, authority which follows that gospel, you freely given. You too freely given. There are no miracles you sell. Praise Jesus. But the gospel of the kingdom of God in the kingdom of heaven, praise Jesus. It had gotten destroyed. What he said when he promised Matthew 24:14, and this gospel of the kingdom of God will resume to be preached. After it had gotten called,
it
come out again with much strength. That's where he takes me in the jar of heaven.
That
can understand the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
And
in there he told me of this call.
So destiny of him.
Now our destiny is standing like that. In all we are going to hear in the call and the covenant and the glory of God on the nation of Uganda as it was on the nation of Israel in the era of BC.
It's
all God has been promising the entire world, and it's on the nation of Uganda, and it's the work
which is
final on the planet Earth. What's surprising, he was pleased to base in this nation to spread the entire world. I want to speak of this as God reveals me the call and the covenant and his glory on the nation of Uganda through the journey of heaven which was moved from the Bible.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
Introduction.
I wanted to give you a good introduction and a good introduction which holds a good motive.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
God
revealing to me the call, covenant, and his glory on the nation of Uganda through the journey of heaven which was moved in the Bible. We want to see of that. That you don't think I seem to be a good and a great researcher.
We
moved on research of the things. I did not research of them, for I could not. Not by power, not by mind, but by the Spirit of God.
He's
the one who led the journey of heaven.
When
you hear the call, the covenant, and the glory of God on the nation of Uganda as it was a nation of Israel. No, I didn't wake up and I sat there and I meditated on them and I brought out books and I read them. No. It was not like that. This is the heading we are on. God revealing the call and covenant and his glory on the nation of Uganda through the journey of heaven which was moved through the Bible for 7 years. Praise Jesus much. This journey, it was in the series of the vision. Let's repeat like this. This journey of 7 years, the journey of heaven, of the 7 years, it began in 2005 and to 2011.
It's
a series of the visions, the trance, the dream, the azotals, the urim, and the thummim, the spiritual transports. I'm going to repeat that.
Yes, you have
a praise Jesus much. This journey of 7 years, or the journey of heaven, moved through the Bible for 7 years. From 2005 to 2011. In the series of the visions, in the series of the dreams, series of the trance, series of the azotals, series of the urim, series of the thummim, the spiritual transports. The vision, the dream, the trance, the azotals, the urim, the thummim, these are spiritual transports. Those we pass through to go to see and to speak with the Creator, or him to come to visit us on this world and his angels.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now I want to explain of you this journey he passed through to reveal the call, the covenant, the call, the covenant, and the glory of God on the nation of Uganda. He reveals this in the journey of heaven, which was moved through the Bible for 7 years. Praise Jesus. Now, I want to first explain you over the spiritual transports. For I did not die as the other think. I did not die.
But
others can ask. The man is discussed, they call the covenant, the glory of God on the nation of Uganda. Where did he get those things? That is the journey of heaven. Moved through the Bible for 7 years. In the service of the vision, the dreams, the trance, the azotals,
Urim,
the famine, the spiritual transports. We want to begin to explain one by one. What do spiritual transports mean? Let's answer it. We study, we teach, we preach.
Everything
till you've understood it in the name of Jesus. Remember, we are meant to teach all the nations. Don't just bring things not clear.
You can't say God
taught you and you speak things not on God's standard.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. We want to first explain the spiritual transports through which God passed to reveal this call, the covenant,
and
glory on the nation of Uganda.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The spiritual transports, as I first explained, these are transports God uses. Come visit us on the world with his angels and to speak with us
what
is pleased and is purposed.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And they are the same transports. He can pick you on the world to go meet him, to speak with him, and to see things in heaven. And you will not die.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Death
is not a type of transport which takes you to heaven. Death is unclothed the body. But after you unclothe it,
there are
transports which you meet which head you on to heaven or to hell.
So
now, I did die, brethren. No.
You see,
that is not the way.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus.
You know,
most of you thought apostle maybe died.
But
I did not die. But I checked out of the body.
And
that's what we're going to explain as we explain the spiritual transports.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much.
So
we want to explain meaning of spiritual transports. What does it mean? First of all, we've told you the spiritual transports, those are what God uses to come with his angels, visit us on the world, and to fill us as is pleased to.
And
they are the same transports. God can pick you from this world and take you in heaven and to see it and to be taught there. And you have not died.
But
death is not a transport which takes you to heaven. Death is unclothing the body. And when you check from the body, you meet the transport. If you've worked righteousness, they take you to heaven. If you've worked unrighteousness, they head you on to hell.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Indeed, this journey was very interesting.
It
God revealed the call of this nation. I got surprised. The truth is this: God never does anything except his first warned his servants the prophets. I hope you know well of that. He never does anything, cannot do anything, except his first warned his servants prophets. Let's read that scripture.
Amos chapter
3 verses 6.
Bafuyire kondere mu kibuga abantu ne batatya obwibugwa ku kibuga mukama nga tabuleese olunyo lw'omusanvu mazima mukama katonda taliiko kyalikola
Wabula nga abikulidde abaddu be bannabbi ekyama kye.
Praise Jesus much.
Katonda taliko kyalikola.
God will never do anything.
Okujjako nga asoose n'abikulira abaddu be bannabbi.
First revealed to his servants the prophets.
Waliwo tugenda otuuka tulabe.
There's a point we're going to reach and see.
Katonda yajja mu Bible ayogera kuyitibwa kweggwanga.
God came to speak of the call of the nation in the Bible.
Yayita mu history.
He passed through history.
Oba European explorers.
European explorers.
N'ayogera ku kuyitibwa
kwe. Spoke of this call.
Mu bunnabbi.
In the prophecies.
Mu Uganda ni wabweru.
In Uganda and outside Uganda, he spoke of this call. Now the truth is this. When we explain of spiritual transport, where is the vision? Where there's the dream? Where there's the Urim? The Azotas? The Thummim? The spiritual transports. Those are what God uses to come meet us with his angels or to take you out of the body to take you and you go through things in heaven and you are taught of them.
He
first warns when he uses those transports and he comes to us and he visits us. Or he sends his angels and he visits us. Or they pick us in these spiritual transports. If God is to speak to us,
you
don't need to first die. That's how it's in the call of the nation. God to reveal it to me. There was no death involved. That I died and they buried me for some time. Or I was there and a dead body. Not like that. These are the transports we use.
It
speaks in the book of Numbers. Numbers 12. Verses 1 to 8. Let's quickly pass through.
Kubala, esura yekuminebili, nolunyiri olisoka.
Numbers 12 from verse 1.
Awo Miriam na Aroni nebogira obubi ku Musa olw'omukazi omukusi gwe yali awasizza, kubanga yali awasizza omukazi omukusi. Olunyo olwokubiri nebogira nti mazima Mukama yayogera ne Musa yekka era teyayogera naffe, Mukama n'abiwulira. Olunyo olwokusatu era omusajja Musa yali muwombeefu nnyo okusinga abantu bonna abaali ku nsi yonna. Olunyo olwokuna Mukama n'ayogera amangu ago ne Musa na Aroni ne Miriam nti, mufulume mwensatule mujje ku weema ey'okusinkanirangamu.
Praise Jesus much. Book of Numbers
12.
There was a complaint among the children of Israel. Mostly among Aaron and Miriam. And they said, indeed did God only speak with only Moses? God called them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That they come, he explains them. That if there will be a prophet, and I want to speak with him,
I'm
going to visit them in this transport. And we speak together. And explain them what I need. Now, brethren, when God revealed the call of this nation, and the covenant, and glory on the nation Uganda, as it was on Israel, I did not die. It was the journey of heaven,
which
was moved through the Bible for 7 years. Series of spiritual transport. Speaks in Numbers 12, he says. Numbers 12, verses 4.
Abo bonsatule ne bafuluma. Olinyo olwokutaano. Mukama nakkira mu mpagi ey'ekire. N'ayimirira ku mulyango gw'eweema n'ayita Aroni ne Miriamu bombi ne bafuluma. Olinyo olw'omukaaga n'ayogera nti, muwulire nno ebigambo byange, obanga munaabanga mu mmwe nabbi, nze Mukama neetegeezanga gy'ali mu kwolesebwa, n'ayogeranga naye mu kirooto. Olinyo olw'omusanvu naye omuddu wange Musa si bw'ali bw'atyo, oyo mwesigwa mu nnyumba yange yonna. Olinyo olw'omunaana oyo n'ayogeranga naye akamwa n'akamwa mu lwatu, so si mu bigambo eby'engero, n'okufaanana kwa Mukama anaakulabanga.
Praise Jesus.
Yagamba.
He said,
wanaabangawo nabbi mu mmwe.
If there will be prophets among you, who is a prophet?
Nabbi oyo Katonda gw'atandika okuteeka mu bujulirwa bwa Mukama.
A prophet, the one God puts in the way, the testimony of the Lord Jesus. For he explains of him in Revelation 19, verses 10, as he says, that the testimony of Christ is the spirit of prophecy. Revelations 19:10 says that the spirit of the testimony of Christ, it's the spirit of prophecy. When you get the words of Christ in you, you begin to get the spirit of prophecy. This is what it speaks of John 15:7. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask of all your needs, it will be given you.
So,
if you speak of spirit of prophecy, it begins to be in someone when they get the words of Christ in them. What is explained in the book of Numbers 12? If they will be a prophet among you, I, God, will reveal myself to them in the vision.
Then
I will speak with them in the dream. My servant Moses is not like that. He is so faithful in the household. I will speak with him one on one.
And
you can see the eye of God. That is called the trance. You don't involve that you've been dreaming. You are here like we are. And a little trance happens. And the heavens open. And you speak with God.
Oh,
and clothes you check out of the body. And you leave it down. And you move, go see God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
now when I speak like this, in the journey of heaven, where God reveals the call of the nation and the covenant,
and
glory on the nation Uganda, in the era of
Eddie,
as it was on Israel, in the era of
peace,
revealed in the journey of heaven, which holds the spiritual transport, began explaining in Numbers 12, from verses 1 to 8, if there will be problems. God is ready to visit them through the vision, speak with them in a dream, and still with the trance, eye on one.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
It
did say if there will be someone I want to speak with, they will first die. Have you heard of that? God said if you want to first visit, you first die. That it is us who put it there. But in the kingdom of God, they are spiritual transports. Just as the kingdom of men, we have different transports. You have the bicycle, the motorbike, you have cars, we have train, we have aeroplanes, rockets. You move the rocket quick. How comes you to you hold your own transports? Yet what is seen, it was made from the invisibles. Now look at this. This transport of the dream, it runs. It runs very quick. When Bible speaks of Job, Job chapter 20, verse 8,
it
says the dream and the vision, they run quick, but the dream is faster. It's not like even a rocket. Its speed is beyond that of a rocket. We shall show you the type, the transport of dream, how it is.
The
good thing they are going to be in the video.
The
dream appears like a bird, type of transport. Runs quick. Understand what they call the call of the nation Uganda on behalf of other nations. Let's read of these transports. Job chapter 20, verse 7. Job chapter 20, verse
7. Abo, abamulabanga, bana yogira anti, aliruda wa.
Osumye mbeka?
Abiri musa.
Job 20, verses 8.
Yobwe sule ya abiri, olinye yoro munana.
Job chapter 20, verses 8.
Anabuka ange chiroto.
Anabuka ange
chiroto. He will fly like a dream.
He will fly away like a dream.
He will fly away like a dream.
Chiroto chiduka.
The dream flies. That's why the pig, you cannot remember where you passed. You are snoring in your bed. You see yourself, you're elsewhere far. Where did I pass which year? It runs quick. As you see again, you are elsewhere. And if they bring you back in your body. For the transport of the dream, the spirit is divided in two. A portion of it remains in the body, you seem sleeping, yet you are elsewhere. But you can't know how you went there. They bring you back in the body. You don't realize that moment. There is spirit involved. Who has seen themselves come back in their body when they are from the dream? You can even come back and take you back when you've not realized it. You get another first dream, you get the second, the third, but you've not realized. For it runs quick. You find yourself like in America.
I went, how I got house. Speed,
fly speed. Dream is the transport which is the most speedily in the kingdom of God. Let's repeat as we hear. I did not die to go in this journey of heaven. Those are the transports we were in. But I enjoy them every time we go back. I ask God you to he puts you in them.
Job chapter 20, verses 8. Anaabuukanga ng'ekirooto, so talabikenga. Weewaawo, anaagoberwanga ddala ng'okwolesebwa.
Okwolesebwa nako kufumuuka.
Vision two runs,
naye tekusinga kirooto.
But it's no more than a dream. For at least you can follow the vision. Many times you may see yourself in a vision. It is something as if you are on to, as if you sleep on it. There are times you feel you are flying off yourself. But how do I do this flying? Why don't, if you come back, why don't you fly again? There are transports. I don't know whether those computers which appears like them. But the transport of the dream, you may be on the top of it and you sit on the top. But you see they are taking you. Get a chance that they show you. Runs may not realize what, where they have dropped you and what moment. And you remain dreaming. It picks you when you don't know. It takes you. It takes you back. The transport of the vision when it comes, it can flash a light in you. As you see again, divided your eyes. It can take the eyes of the spirit. It can take the air. It can pick a part of the spirit off. But there is a light flashing in it. A light releases when it appears. Now, brethren, I did not die to go see the things. No, no, no. Apostles revealed the call of the nation and the covenant and the glory of God and the nation of Uganda in the journey of heaven. Did he die? I did not die. What he discovered, years were many. 7 years.
But
series of picking me were plenty. I understand. These are transports all along. Initially, I did not know. Me too, I'm like the way you were.
Now,
what's evolved in the middle there? What do you understand evolved in the middle there? You go in your dream, you come back. What the mid is taking you and bringing you back?
I didn't know when I should look at
you. The dream right
you will fly away like
a dream. Bible says to book up Nengechi Road.
We gamanogo bebuanga okorisho.
And you chase like a vision.
Okorisho woyinzo kugoba goba koko.
Vision you can chase it. But the dream runs.
The dream,
the vision is something you can try to follow, chase it, to capture, to realize it, know it. But what is called a dream, it runs speed. And we are able to move from here and visit America in a twinkle of an eye when you use the dream. Oh, the entire world, you pass it, all of it. I reached the time I got used to them. And I've known this transport can even start. It runs and you reduce speed. I want to see. I have not looked well at that. But it can make you. Imagine, a dream can take you in America. And you don't see where you passed. And it puts you where they have said you're going to see this in this place. And you don't look else. After move you elsewhere. Bring the body back.
Yes, you must
raise Jesus.
So, in terms of the zomo,
now spiritual transports, they are there. Those we pass through to move the journey of heaven for 7 years.
To
be able to reveal this call and the covenant and the glory of God on the nation of Uganda in the era of AD. As it was on the nation of Israel in the era of BC.
Destiny,
destiny of this call is to prepare all the nations for the coming back of Jesus. As Israel, prepare it for his birth to redeem the many.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
now thus these transports, those transports we pass through. But the dream, as I told you, your spirit must be divided. Even the vision is like that. Someone can find you as if you're sleeping on your bed. But when you come back, the portion which was divided from you, you can tell them I've been in another place. And you are here sleeping. Now the world never knew these things. But we thank the Lord. He has loved us. This new generation. With the full knowledge of God. And his glory.
He's
been given to lead. In the call on the nation Uganda. On behalf of other nations. Praise Jesus much. In the book of Ezekiel chapter
8.
Verse 1 to 3. They show how they divide the spirits. Let us see how they divide the spirits. I want quickly pass through the transports.
Ezekiel chapter 8
from verse
1. Bwe nali ng'atudde mu nyumba yange n'abakadde ba Yuda nga batudde mu maaso gange. Omukono gwa Mukama Katonda ne gugwire eyo kunze. Olunyo olwokubiri. Awo ne ntunula era laba. Ekifaananyi ekyalinga embala ey'omuliro okuva ku mbala ey'ekiwato kye ne wansi muliro. N'okuva ku kiwato kye n'okwambuka ng'embala ey'okumasaamasa ng'ebbala lya zaabu etabuddwamu ffeeza. Olunyo olwokusatu. Awo n'agolola ekyalinga omukono. N'akwata ku muvumbo gw'enviiri ez'okumutwe gwange. Omwoyo ne gunsitula wakati w'ensi n'eggulu ne guntwala e Yerusalemi mukolesebwa kwa Katonda.
Owulidde omwoyo kye yamukola.
You hear what the Spirit did to him.
Omwoyo gwakwata wano.
The Spirit lifted his up.
Omanyi oyinza owulira nga akwata.
You may feel him touch up here. And remove you out of the body.
It's
not taken the entire of you. It takes a portion of
it.
It's a visional dream. Except the trust, they take the all of you out.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The Spirit touched his top of his
head.
He knows how to divide your spirit. For he felt that he touched his head and they lifted him out of the body. And they put him in a transport. And they said, he took me in the vision of God. They put him in the vision. They put him from the body, took him, the vision, drove him between heavens and earth. He was able to look at everything, but the transport is not quick much. Praise Jesus. Took me the vision of the Lord. All these transports,
yes,
did I enjoy them. Anytime I ask God, take me back, I see all the things. And I pray for all of you, the children of God. All of you experience this transport in the name of Jesus. For they are for ours.
He
promised to not leave us as orphans. He will visit us. We to go to him. Praise Jesus. Don't you remember in John?
He
speaks John 14:15-26. I will not leave you as orphans. I will keep appearing to you. Praise Jesus.
So
now he is appearing. All this journey of heaven,
moved
through the Bible for 7 years, there was no death involved. There were spiritual transports involved. Those I'm briefly explaining of now, that you understand what a spiritual transport is. Means those transports, they are responsible over by the Holy Spirit himself. That's why they are called spiritual transports. Angels are involved in them, but them too, they are not theirs. Them too just appear through them. They move by them. The journey of heaven is sweet, but we've not reached it. We are showing in that journey is where God passed to reveal the call on the nation Uganda. On behalf of other nations,
yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
now know of this. The body, it cannot go to heaven. And you can unclothe it anytime.
So,
now what is called death? Maybe death of the body. But that me, I died. Me, I never saw myself die. But I saw when I get out of my body many times going to see visions different, which involved the showing of the call of the nation. According to Ecclesiastes 12:7,
he
speaks of your spirit like this. Ecclesiastes 12:7.
Enfufu nedda mu ttaka nga bwe yali omwoyo ne gudda eri Katonda eyagugaba.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Ffe tuli babiri.
We are two.
Omubiri.
The body and the spirit.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
So bw'oba ogenda mu lugendo lw'eggulu.
Now when you go to the journey of heaven,
tugambe nkukozeseza entambula y'ekyo.
For example, you view the transport of the dream,
ekyasinze okudduka,
which is the most speedily.
Yakulanga akawundo bw'etyo.
It appears like a bat.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
All
the vision. It's like
a
bullet.
It
also runs.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus. Those transports you don't need to die.
Yes, moyo kugoba dividing.
They just divide your spirit.
No banga wanoringa liwera ngosa.
As if you're here breathing in the body. Yet you're elsewhere seeing things there. In the dream, it comes when you're sleeping. Your spirit is divided. You've taken a portion to see. But you don't get explained what you've seen. You come back, they have not explained them. Those are what happened on King Nebuchadnezzar. He saw dreams which he could not explain. And you cannot explain a dream. Except you come back under those who interpret them in the world. Oh! You ask go back in the transport of the vision. But the one of the vision they explain for you move. That's why the entire book of Revelations explains everything. For it's in the vision. It's not in the dream, it happened in the vision. Like they can tell you, Revelation 5:6, I saw the Lamb of God, and he has seven horns, and seven eyes, and they
said
they are the seven spirits of God. Praise Jesus.
So
those are the transports of the Spirit, which God moved me in the journey of heaven for 7 years. To reveal me the call of this nation, the call, the covenant, and the glory of God on the nation of Uganda in the era of AD, as it was on Israel. Now, these transports, they are there up to now, they have never ceased to be. The problem which is that we as children of God never knew of them. When you got a dream, I wonder what you thought it was. What you have to know, the dream from God, even the vision, and the trance, and the Azotals, Urim, and the Thummim, they remain being led by the word of God. For Satan to fake these transports, they are the dreams we call those of Satan, and the visions of the devils. But if you want to check it, you have to come back to the word, prove whether what you got came from God. Let me briefly speak of the trance. Matthew 17 and verse 1.
Enako omukaga bwe zaayitawo, Yesu n'atwala Petero ne Yakobo ne Yokaana muganda we, n'abalinnyisa ku lusozi oluwanvu bokka. Olunnya olwokubiri, n'afuusibwa mu maaso gaabwe. Amaaso ge ne gamasaamasa ng'enjuba, ebyambalo bye ne bitukula ng'omusana. Olunnya olwokusatu, laba, Musa ne Eriya ne babalabikira nga boogera naye. Olunnya olwokuna, Petero n'addamu n'agamba Yesu nti, Mukama wange, kirungi ffe okubeera wano. Bw'oba oyagala, n'azimba wano ensiisira ssatu, emu yiyo, n'endala ya Musa, n'endala ya Eriya.
Praise Jesus. In the Matthew 17, there was a transfiguration. Jesus was transfigured, and he appeared in the body of heaven. What is called a transfiguration involves the body of flesh to disappear. That's the major aspect involved in the trance. Though in the trance involves like three aspects.
Yes,
praise Jesus. In the trance, the first part, what's read Matthew 17, verses 1 to 3, Jesus was transfigured.
His
body of flesh vanished, and it was swallowed up by the living body from heaven. And heavens were opened, and he saw Moses, the saints who entered heaven. And he also saw of Elijah.
True,
all these people have ever seen them in the journey of heaven, but they don't come on the world like Father Ngobia. Not like that. And they don't come like the dead who appear again to the living. For them, heaven first opened. They speak with them when they are in heaven, and they have not come on the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Those you think you met Father Ngobia, that the one who died,
is
not the one you have met. Those are fallen angels. Angels who are chased from heaven. Those who appear as angels of light. And they appear as preachers of righteousness. According to 2 Corinthians 11:14-15. Now in the trance, transport which can translate your body to disappear, the perishable will be swallowed by imperishable, and you appear in clothing of heaven. Heavens open, you can speak with God or with angels or with the saints there, but they don't come down on the earth, for their works they finished them. They don't need to come on the world. That's why in Luke 16:19-25, Abraham told the rich man in hell, we are not going to send anyone on the world. Let them listen to the laws of Moses and the prophets in the world, but not accepted come from heaven to the world. Praise Jesus.
So
now, another major thing in the transport of the trans, you can be translated. But heavens opens and it sends to you what you need to see in the way of the famim. For another trans is involved in what we call the famim. What is a video call?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now this is in the Acts.
Acts 10 from
verse
9. Abo atera okutuuka ku kibuga. Petero n'alinnya ku nju waggulu okusaba nga musaawa ey'omukaaga. Olunnya olw'ekkumi n'alumwa enjala n'ayagala okulya. Naye bwe baalinga bajjula, omwoyo gwe ne guwanyisibwa. Olunnya olw'ekkumi n'olumu n'alaba eggulu nga libikkuse, ekintu ne kimukkira nga kifaanana essuuka ennene ng'ekwatiddwa ku birenge bina okussibwa n'essibwa wansi. Olw'ekkumi
n'ebiri,
praise Jesus much.
Omutume Peter,
Apostle Peter,
yagwa kugamba entambula eno ey'okukyusibwa yamutuukako.
This transport of the trans appeared to him.
Oba oli wano ku nsi,
you are right on the world.
Wabaawo okukyusibwa,
and the trans appears.
Wabaawo omubiri guno oguvunda ogumiribwa,
and perishable body is swallowed, which is swallowed, appears in that from heaven.
Wabula mu kaseera
kano, but in this time,
eggulu lyeggula,
heavens open,
erisindika kye tuyita video projections.
Famim, a video projection.
Yetuyita entambula ya famim,
the transport of the famim.
Oba video call.
The video call.
Osobola kubanga oyogera ne n'omuntu ng'ali wala naye ng'omulaba.
Speak with someone far, yet you see them right where you are.
Ekyo kye kyabaawo ku mutumwa.
That's what happened on this apostle.
Ebiseera ebisinga ebintu bino oba entambula zino ez'omwoyo.
Many times these transports of the spirit,
zize zibeerawo.
They have been happening
ku bantu ab'enjawulo.
On different people.
Naye ng'era tuzibikkulirwa.
Yet we've not been revealed of them.
Kakati akagiri ke tuweereddwa omulimu guno.
Now the way we've given this work,
gw'okuteekateeka amanga
gonna, of preparing all nations for the coming back of Jesus,
era Mukama mu lugendo lw'eggulu,
still God in the jar of heaven,
yalina okunnyonnyola entambula zino.
Had to explain these transports.
N'annyonnyola okuyitibwa kw'eggwanga.
Explains me the call of the nation,
the
nation of Uganda, on behalf of others.
And
me too, I explain them to you as they were, that you don't just reach and bump on the call,
that
you don't know how they came about to happen.
Now,
you too will have an answer to the many. Praise Jesus.
In
this time,
there
was a trans involved. Also, they were involved in the speaking with God. Let's read and we hear.
Bikola by'abatume esuule y'ekkumi n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'ebbiri.
Acts 10 verses 12.
Omwali ebisolo byonna ebirina amagulu ana, n'ebyekulula eby'ensi, n'ennyonyi ez'omu bbanga. 13. Eddoboozi ne lijja eriye nti, golokoka Peetero, osale olye. Olunya olw'ekkumi n'ennya. Naye Peetero n'agamba nti, nedda Mukama wange, kubanga siryanga kya muzizo newankubadde ekibi. Olunya olw'ekkumi n'ettaano. Eddoboozi nate ne lijja gyali omulundi ogw'okubiri nti, golokoka nti Katonda bye yalongoosa tobifuulanga ggwe bya muzizo. Olunya olw'ekkumi n'omukaaga. Ne kiba bwe kityo emirundi esatu, amangu ago ekintu ne kitwalibwa mu ggulu.
Praise Jesus.
Omanyi wano baakiyita ekintu.
You know, here they called us each the thing,
naye bagiyita samimu,
but they call it the famim.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kubanga waliwo entambula y'okukyusibwa yajja
n'emukyusa. The transport of the trans came to change him.
Abasinga batera giyita matrix.
Others call it the matrix.
Olulimi lw'abannassaansi naye tugenda kulwogerako.
We are not going to speak of that language.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Naye we yakyusibwa.
But when it was translated,
basindika chituita video call.
They sent what we call the video call. The one who spoke behind him, but he saw what he was being shown. Spoke with him, they were communicating. Straight Apostle Paul, where he was. God saw him there, leaped up there.
And he tried to show
him what he wants to show him.
He just
showed him animals that they come from heaven. You know, spirits of animals to come from heaven. In the second heaven, in the realm above, there are four living creatures.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That is what they pulled what is in the second heaven to the earth.
Ezekiel
chapter 1 speaks of four living creatures.
He showed
him spirits of creations inside them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. All these they tell you they first died.
Now,
Peter to speak with God, did he first die? Or to see things of heaven, he first died. Now, brethren, let's not handle the things different. No prophet you have in scriptures. And they first died to see God. Tell me one prophet. Who knows any of the prophets? That after he died and he saw God and he raised up. Give me one prophet. Right from Moses, he saw things of heaven. They gave him the book of Genesis. Did they say Moses died 3 days? He was it Isaiah? For even so the new heavens and the new earth.
Or
it was Apostle John of Revelation. Did he die? Friends, don't know what you got on this world.
For
you have most of the messages. Those who went to heaven first died. But ask yourself,
in
the entire Bible, did you see a prophet who first died that he saw heaven?
Satan
should not outlast us as if we don't know his schemes. If you even hear the heaven, those who first died.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
You
know, all things need proof.
First,
which prophet in the Bible who saw heaven first died?
Even
Lazarus who died and raised up, he came back, he didn't see heaven.
You know, people were dead.
You come back when you're not sober well. You may even tell us things of wind.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Well, your trick it,
don't you see that trick?
But
all prophets showed heaven to apostles. Whoever first died. God can't speak with people before they die. What are we speaking of, brethren? Praise Jesus, brethren. I'm an evangelist, Topaz. At Masaka, there is a man who calls himself Apostle. He's at Rengo. He's in the way of the Catholics. Died. But when he came back to the living, he cannot speak well. You wonder that kind of God who wanted to send his servant. And he brought him back, he can't speak well even. But he calls himself a preacher of righteousness. Those things are out there. But let's come back to the truth of the word of God. The reason is it's a journey of heaven moved through the Bible. Nothing you'll get when it's not in the Bible. All the entire call and the covenant and the glory of God on the nation of Uganda, they are all in the scriptures. This is not a story. This is truth of the Bible.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yes.
Reason even on the spiritual
transports.
Explain them to you right from the Bible you're holding.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Some of your numbers,
all the truth is like this. That transport of the trans involves like three parts.
The
first we finished it.
That's
in Matthew
17.
You have gotten translated.
And
you got the body of heaven. And heavens open.
Speak
with those in heavens and they have not come down, but they are in heaven.
Waura.
But the second way is what we saw in Acts 10, verses 9 to down, where you can be translated and they send a video projection right from heaven in the way of the Thummim. And you speak with them as you see them. You see them and they also see you.
Or
you see what they are showing you.
This
journey I enjoyed it much, for it was explained. Everything we do is explained. The transport is called this. Now the transport of the trans has another thing. Prophet Elijah and Elisha uses it much. When he
said
that my eyes have been following you, you can pick a photocopy of your eyes, or as if you've closed your eyes, and you've seen something immediately there. It can also take your ears, your spiritual ears in America.
And
you're right here. Move on, hear things in America. You may not put on a radio and you hear someone speak from far in the studios. You may have sat down as you're sleeping, but you're looking. But what you swear you see is very far.
And
you see eyes alone are the ones moving there. But they fix you here and there. You cannot look else. You are focused on that specific thing. And
then
it's only spiritual eyes taken. And you're seated there, but you're seeing elsewhere.
It means
they have gotten a
portion
and they translate your eyes.
You
can even get the ear.
And you
go to the State House of America and you hear everything they are planning to strike other places. We are going to become children of
the generation
which has the full knowledge of God and His glory.
If
you are going to spearhead this cause, God has given us the Spirit with much power to fulfill all things.
The word
filled with much wisdom, impossible.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And it fails the foolish one.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You know wisdom.
It's
a defense, very highly elevated.
It
fails a foolish.
Yes,
praise Jesus. I want to speak of the transport, the Azotals. Azotal is spoken of in the Acts 8. Azotal involves the trans. You're translated. Don't you see I'm standing here?
Now,
a transport of the trust can come, for it comes out power which can translate you, changes you but never picks you, and they send the Azotals. And Azotal is like a rainbow. It has those rims of a pipe. As I am
microphone
and my microphones and everything, and they translate me,
America, and
I go in America in a certain synagogue and I begin to minister there. Yet I'm connected even where I am. And I've gone myself, all of me.
You
look, I'm not here. Oh, I get my phone.
I'm just arrived here, Los Angeles.
We are going to minister. When you reach there,
it's
restored and you're full there. That's what they say. As they looked for Elijah and they didn't find his body, the swallowing of his body, and they run you quick. They close borders that we shall not enter into nations. They will find us in there. Let's read of the Azotals.
Bikura vya batume, esule yomunana, nauru nyiriri wasa tumomunana.
Acts 8, verse 38.
Ti, nala gire gali okuyimirida, nebaka bombi mu mazzi. Filipo, n'omulaawe, n'amubatiza. Asatu mwenda, bwe bava mu mazzi, omwoyo gwa Mukama n'atwala Filipo. Omulaawe n'atamulaba nate, kubanga yagenda ng'asanyuka. Olinyo lwana, naye Filipo yalabikira mu Azoto. Bwe yayita n'abuulira mu bibuga byonna okutuuka e Kaisaliya.
Yalabikira mu ki?
He appeared through the Azotals.
Behind
the other, they may see you come out here. Jesus used this one when he raised up. He entered the room which they had shut the doors. Apostles had closed themselves inside. He got to be in the middle of them. You read that in Luke 24. Azota can take the entire of you and makes your body vanish fast. This fleshly body and manifests the spiritual body.
And
brushes the rims of a pipe, but it runs also and moves you off. Remember, it's the spirit who spreads everywhere. He puts you where he's put you. That's why in that time, Philip appeared in many cities. As he preached here, they called for him in another city.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So, entambule yo Azotas.
Now, the transport of the Azotas, that is how it happens.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Entambule mu kwezi.
One of those transports used to reveal the call and the covenant and the glory of God on the nation of Uganda in the era of AD, as it was on Israel in the era of BC.
I've
ever entered some offices, yet we entered them through Azotals in the daytime.
Enter
in the State House of America, you check files for them there, what nation they are going to strike bombs. I enjoyed that experience.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But these Azotals,
the
light is much.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So now, when
we edit this video, you'll find all those
messages.
These ones come out immediate. What we make today will be finished.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And as you come back on Sunday,
and
you say, I've brought this money, I need this message. And immediately you have it.
But
don't take it to any television. No. Don't take it to any television.
They are meant
to release out of Focus TV.
Mwezi kwa akona.
It's April next month. Yeah.
Arese de kuzirida.
And we have the money.
Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus.
Sende tuzikola.
We have the money.
Tugenda jiteka message. Omanyi waluwe ichobugaga.
There is a treasure.
Toja genda uchimakisinge.
Don't go mix it with others.
Nebi fufufu.
With the fake around.
Ukwate zabu.
You get gold.
Omutwale kubukede.
Take it or look at the TV where they speak there. where they speak news of the dust. They say this, the news hold no dust. We reached a time and he said news of the dust.
Now,
don't take this message on any television station. But you can give it to your friend.
We want messages
be released on our television, which holds no confusions.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Everything
we speak, you find it demonstrated in a video.
You're
going to preach the gospel
in the
devil. And it's interesting.
You can
explain it as someone sees the demonstration of it.
The
Bible can be explained like that.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So let's
get explain the transport of the Urim. Urim
is
a type of spiritual transport. It brings what we call the voice call. God speaks with you basing in heaven. It involves two things. You can speak when all of us here can hear, yet is in heaven. Or it's only you hearing. That's called the Urim. Spiritual transport of the Holy Spirit. Where does ability come from? Psalms 139, verse 7 and 8. Where shall we run from your spirit? Because the Holy Spirit is in every place.
Transport
of the Urim can connect you on heavens right now. Hear what we speak up here.
Peter,
zukuka. Wake up. And it's you alone hearing, the rest don't hear.
So
one day they called Samuel.
Samuel.
He ran to Eli.
Eli
said, I've not called you. He went back.
Samuel.
Eli. He's running to Eli. Why are you calling me an old man? I have not called you. This time when you go back, if he calls you the third time, tell him, speak, your servant is hearing.
Eri
knew of the Urim.
God
speak with you and you alone hear him.
Speak
and we all generally hear. He spoke with Israelites
in
the pillar of cloud and didn't see him.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Transports
are there, brethren.
This
call of the nation is
amazing.
Time you had to handle it with higher level of wisdom. For we have been falling many times. This time no more falling. In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Samuel,
1 Samuel 28:6.
Samuel ekisooka esula ya 28 n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
1 Samuel 28:6.
Awo Sawulo bwe yabuuza Mukama, Mukama n'atamwanukula newankubadde mu birooto, newankubadde mu Yulimu, newankubadde mu bannabbi. Olunyiriri olw'omusanvu. Awo Sawulo n'alyoka agamba abaddu be nti, munnoonyeze omukazi aliko omuzimu, ngende gy'ali mubuuze.
Katonda yagaana okwanukula.
God refused to answer King Saul, neither through the prophets, not in dreams, neither in the Urim.
What
did he went to the shrines
that
he calls the spirit of prophet Samuel? He rather called the demon a fallen angel. He appeared as prophet Samuel. And they called him in the shrines, and that they had called a saint for him. Yet they called the demon, it appeared as prophet Samuel, a fallen angel.
So,
but there's a way of the Urim, where God spoke with his prophets and the kings.
He
spoke with them in the voice.
He
speaks with you in your ear.
You
answer him.
The day I first
realized the spiritual transports are the same of communication.
We
were in the vision of God.
And
we were home at Lugazi. But in that vision, I was going back home. Heavens opened. When it opened, I saw the Lord Jesus sitting on the throne, surrounded 24 elders. Yet he spoke basic in heaven, and I was hearing him on the earth. Like you put a mouth on my ear, I hear ring. I
asked him,
what is this? I saw him like send these phones with aerials. That aerial like that aerial. He said it came on the door. I got the phone. I speak with him.
He said, no.
Brother,
they
transport. They use communication. But they are not like yours. They don't need to dial on them. You just need the word of God. That's the number of the phone. It is written. To him, you don't dial numbers.
No.
It is written.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Jesus.
And if you go into it written, you are like who say, hello, Father.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
now that transport of the Urim
spoken
1 Samuel 28:6 moves the voice of God or your voice to reach God. This is the one we pray through always. You always pray and you don't know who you pray through. They connect you on the Urim, God, to access your voice. Don't you think you're just praying? No. You connect on the Urim.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
You connect
on it saying it is written. Oh, Father in heaven.
Like,
hello.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Jesus
is asking, how should we pray? And he says, say, our Father in heaven. As it is written, those are the numbers which access there. If you dial these numbers of the world, these false churches, that your prophets have God's phone numbers. Some of you got your phones, and you deceive yourself, you're making phone calls to God. That is what he called madness. And the born again is become mad. And the prophet is become mad. Let's see of this voice in John. John 12:28. John 12:28.
Chitange. Gulumiza erinnya lyo. Awo eddoboozi ne liva mu ggulu nti naaligulumiza era ndiligulumiza nate.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Mukama waffe Yesu yali ayimiridde n'abayigiriza.
Jesus stood with the apostles.
N'agamba kitange.
He said, Father,
gulumiza erinnya.
Glorify your name.
Eddoboozi ne liva mu.
And the voice came from heaven.
Naaligulumiza.
I will glorify
era ndigulumiza.
And I have glorified it.
Abange.
And everyone heard it. What has spoken to us?
No.
God can decide to speak with all as we hear. It's not come from heaven, but it's sent a voice and we all hear it. Listen to the next verses.
John 12:29. Kubadde kubwatuka. Abalala ne bagamba nti malayika ayogedde. Olinyo lwasatu. Yesu n'addamu n'agamba nti eddoboozi lino terize ku bwange naye ku lwammwe.
Yabagamba eddoboozi lyerize.
He said the voice is what has come.
Tibuli kirala kizzeewo bula ddoboozi.
Now speakers come at the voice of the Father.
Bali bagamba kubadde kubwatuka.
He said it has been thunder.
Abantu bagamba malayika nawe yabadde ayogera.
Angel is the one who has spoken.
Agati
ubuta tankana.
But not getting confused. How to begin here? Who has spoken? And the scriptures speak of him. Issues we take them in Jeremiah 23, verses 18.
Say
who stood in the counsels of God's words, and they marked them,
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
So much garbage.
Now in that word. Concerning spiritual transport, all must fall in this book, the Bible. And when you get this, get two, three brethren, and search it in the word of God, whether they are like that.
And
thus the voice can come, and you all hear it.
Or
you can come and you hear it, you alone. Ask God, give me proof in scriptures on the words you've spoken with me. That transport is so interesting. So you can pray everywhere you are through it. If anything troubles me,
I say,
God, send me a Urim, we communicate.
Connecting a conversation with
can move as you are talking. You communicate. You know, angels who visited Abraham in Genesis 18. They went, yet they remained speaking with him.
And
was still pleading with God.
You
find 10 in the city. But angels had already moved on. They connected on the Urim with him. And they moved on. Now, what are you saying where you've remained? How are things there? You say we find how many? Things are interesting. Those of the kingdom of
God,
may we glorify him. We give him glory and honor. We want to end with these transports of the Thummim. The spiritual transports through which God passed to reveal the call, the covenant, and his glory on the nation of Uganda, the year of AD, as it was on Israel in the era of BC. And we are a nation called to prepare all nations for the coming back of Jesus. As Israel prepared for his birth on the world to redeem the saints. We are to do this presuming preach gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. Praise Jesus much. Let's read of these transports.
Balevi esule yomunana nolunyiri yomunana.
Leviticus 8 verse 8.
Namusake ekyokukifuba nemukyomukifuba yateeka yulimu nesumimu.
Yes, yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Bakabona abedda.
The olden priests.
Babiranga nebyambalo.
They had garments. And upon those garments held a stone called the Urim. It holds power of the Holy Spirit, which can connect you on the voice of God. And that priest, he had another stone called the Thummim, which held the Thummim in it. Power which can project the video of God and reaches you. For you are a priest who entered the holy place.
And
you didn't forget anything, make a mistake there. And you're meant to inquire. And the priest was put upon the stone of the Thummim. These stones, we have them in our phones.
There
is the stone of the Urim,
which
pulls a voice from another phone to your voice, to your phone.
It is
one of the Thummim which makes the video calls. Those are the spiritual transports.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
hope you explained well. Spiritual transports, where they are. And we've explained one by one. Which God passed through to reveal the call, the covenant, and his glory, nation of Uganda. This era of
Edi,
as it was on Israel, in the era of BC.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
We
shall come back the other day.
olugendo lwaki lwatambulira emyaka musanvu.
And we explained why the journey moved for 7 years.
Lwaki olugendo lwaggulu lwa myaka musanvu.
Why the journey of heaven is for 7 years.
Tugenda kulaba kubinja ku bujjuvu omwoyo omutukuvu.
We are going to see of fullness of the Holy Spirit. The seven spirits.
Mu ggwanga lya Uganda.
In the nation of Uganda.
Ebyali mu Israel.
As they were in Israel.
Era tulabe ne kubinja malayika omusanvu.
And we shall see of seven groups of angels.
Ebyatumibwa mu ggwanga
lino. Those which were sent in this nation.
Kulemberamu omulimu guno.
To lead in this work.
Ebibinja bya malayika musanvu.
The seven groups of angels. These ones you see right here in this image. In the
journey of
heaven, we study all those groups and their works. But the fullness of Holy Spirit, seven spirits of God, they were hidden behind the 7 years of the journey of heaven and the seven groups of angels, and they are already in this nation to work in the entire world. Then we shall be explained of biblical journey. Why is it biblical? To prove the truth of the Bible and its rightfulness, how it is in heaven. And no subtracting from it, no adding in it, no twisting anything. But to preach, through to four commands, over any issue, through to four scriptures and above. From the Old and the New Testament, even the call is like that. They are all written down. Then we shall end with the meaning of the journey of heaven, the journey of salvation, my journey and your journey, the journey of those who lived before us, even we living now, even those coming to the coming back of Jesus. In that I was revealed the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, which we are meant to resume to preach. This we are to explain them next Sunday. And then we immediately begin. Begin with the word, the call, how it came about. How was it marked in the scriptures? The covenant. How is it in the scriptures? The glory of God in this nation. How is it? God bless you. Thank you for coming. Let's go to the next services.